Cenk Uygur slams SAT blacklist against Tucker Carlson, let the audience make that decision. By Justin Caruso on December 19, 2018. The Young Turks Cenk Uygur defended Fox News host Tucker Carlson against a left-wing ad blacklist Tuesday, saying that audiences, not advertisers, should make decisions on what to watch. "Here I'm saying, I think the advertisers should not pull out of Tucker Carlson's show," Cenk Uygur said. "You could just say, hey, stop watching the show. I mean, you heard what I think about it. Yeah, of course he's attacking people for being dirty and doing slogans like immigrants will not replace us. It's odious, it's despicable, but you'd let the audience make that decision," he continued. "And if it turns out there's a bunch of people in the country who are just as racist as Tucker Carlson, they are, and so that's the reality of it. We all have to work harder to address the root causes, instead of trying to put a band-aid on it by banning things. That's always been in my opinion." Uygur is the co-host of The Young Turks, a popular internet program with a left-wing audience. Carlson is facing a left-wing blacklist campaign targeting his advertisers because he criticized American immigration policy. A Fox News spokesperson told Breitbart News Tuesday, "We cannot and will not allow voices like Tucker Carlson to be censored by agenda-driven intimidation efforts from the likes of MoveIn.org, Media Matters and Sleeping Giants. Attempts were made last month to bully and terrorize Tucker and his family at their home. He is now once again being threatened via Twitter by far-left activist groups with deeply political motives. While we do not advocate boycotts, these same groups never target other broadcasters and operate under a grossly hypocritical double standard given their intolerance to all opposing points of view," the statement read. "The boycott may not be as effective as the left hopes. Many of the advertisers have moved their ads to other shows on Fox, therefore revenue has not been lost. Additionally, there are multiple companies that have committed to staying, including Bayer, Mitsubishi, John Deere, and Farmers Insurance, among others."